Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ Study Session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 7, Episode 16 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, starting from verse 18 today. We'll start with that verse indeed that I just said, which says, "Ask the Father in my name in faith, believing that you shall receive and you shall have the Holy Ghost, which manifesteth all things which are expedient unto the children of men." We have been promised as members of the church that we will have the Holy Ghost with us, and that sometimes we need a reminder that we need only to ask to be able to receive that guidance. Elder Neil A. Maxwell said, quote, "God cannot, brothers and sisters, respond affirmatively to all our petitions in an unbroken chain of yeses. This would assume that all our petitions are for that which is right and are spiritually expedient. No petitioner is so wise." Paul even acknowledged that we sometimes know not what we should pray for as we ought. Close quote. The act of prayer is one which invites and seeks revelation. But really, we should be trying to invite and seek revelation before we even pray, so that we may know what we should be asking for, what indeed are the best things to ask for. Now, of course, I'm sure that Heavenly Father is perfectly happy with us when we just simply get on our knees and pray to Him and petition, even if it is not fully guided by the Spirit as to what we are asking for or thanking for. But what I do know is that He desires to hear from us. He loves each and every one of us. He values every individual, as we learned about in just a few verses previously. And so this principle of asking and seeking the Holy Ghost is an important one, which I feel is important to understand fully, so that we can know how the Lord truly feels about us. What I find interesting is in verse 20, there's just, again, another kind of throwaway verse, but it has a lot of meaning and significance to it. It says, "Contend against no church, save it be the church of the devil." Now, this implies to us there are more churches than just our church and the church of the devil. And so this indicates to us that other people of faith, we are to treat with respect and not contend against them. I remember as a missionary a few times having experiences where I was just kind of contending, for want of a better word, about spiritual matters with a few people. And I always walked away from those experiences disheartened, not because I had, in quotation marks, lost, or because, you know, I felt like I had missed something or not said something I wanted to say, but rather it was because I knew that I had just wasted some precious time. Wasted time not because of the individual, but because of my choice to kind of engage in contention, which, to my knowledge, has never converted anyone. It's always been the soft promptings and whisperings of the Holy Ghost that has led to conversion, not a loud mortal voice of contention against one's own faith. We may feel tempted to at times, particularly when other people are tempted to as well, but it's something which is important for us to not do, to not contend against others, particularly in matters of faith, because that is when the Spirit leaves the room, and therefore we kind of lose the whole point of what we're trying to do. Just a reminder for us that in verse 23, that it is only through the Saviour Jesus Christ that we can receive salvation. It says, "Behold, Jesus Christ is the name which is given of the Father, and there is none other name given whereby a man can be saved." We need to seek now to come closer to Christ. Look at what is in our life and remove or add anything which will bring us, remove anything that will take us further from Him, or add anything which will bring us closer to Him. Is vital in these days that we are always reflecting and seeking about how we can have the Saviour more as a central point in our lives. Thank you so much for studying with us today, and until we meet again,